This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, as well as AM 1100 The Flag, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, got you covered, booming to the Bakken on KTGO, the mighty 1090, right there. It's all yours, Todd. Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, KLTC and Dickinson, and online anytime as well. Through your iHeartRadio app. Thanks for tuning us in. We appreciate it very much. Busy hour. Update on what's happening at the University of Mary. I'll tell you this, a lot of construction. There is a lot going on at America's Leadership University. And once a month, we invite in Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter to talk about what's happening there. We're going to talk specifically about what are they building? What's going on campus and what will that mean for students at the University of Mary? So we'll get an update on that for you as we near the end of the year. Also, we have Senator John Hovind joining us momentarily. In fact, he's on the Newsmaker line right now for an update on some important news for North Dakota's oil and gas industry and really the country, because a relic of the Jimmy Carter era, this crude oil export ban, has been something we've talked about a lot. And Senator Hovind has worked very hard, along with his colleagues in Congress. Congressman Kramer is on the program regularly talking about this as well. Getting close to getting it done, we think, in some legislation tonight. Senator, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good, Scott. Great to be with you.
You as well. So we're close to the finish line on this crude export ban being lifted?
I think so. I've been working hard to lift the crude oil export ban as part of our year-end legislation, and I think we're going to get it done. Bill should be filed tonight, and, of course, nothing's official till we get that done. But, you know, this is something very important, not just important for North Dakota, but for our country. And it's really a triple win. It's about growing our economy. It's about more jobs. And it's really about national security through energy security, not just for our country, but also working with our allies.
So, you know, obviously you've passed things before and not got them past the president. That usually ends up being, if there isn't some procedural block in the Senate and it actually gets passed, you know, the next block is obviously the president's desk and a lack of a signature and or a veto of something. How do you get this one past the president?
Right. That's why I've been working to include it in must-pass legislation. And so by including it in the funding bill, I think we're going to get it structured so that he won't veto it.
There previously had been some horse trading, I understand, going on where, we don't really like it, but we'll take it if we can get this or that or, you know, something else. And I've heard all kinds of stories about things that they were asking for and looking for. I mean, have they been negotiating on this?
Well, you know, I've worked to advance it on the merits. I mean, you know, this is something we need to do. It's important for the country. It's good for the country, you know, like I talked about earlier. But so, you know, I've been pushing on the merits. Others are advocating for other programs. But, you know, the key is, you know, that we get it in legislation that the president won't veto. I believe that's what we're going to be able to do in this year-end legislation. But, yeah, I mean, obviously this is a large bill. It includes funding for a lot of different programs. And I've gotten everybody on the Republican side on board. Obviously there's been pushback from the Democrat side. And so that's been something we've been working on very diligently. But I think we're going to get there.
So how do you do it? Do you literally have to have sign-offs so they don't object to it? When you say you're trying to get it into the actual legislation, you got Republicans saying yes, objections from the Democrats. What do you do? Go Democrat by Democrat to, bring down the objections, or how do you do it?
Well, it takes a lot of work, and I mean, at some point, you just gotta convince people that it's time to kind of put up or shut up. In other words, it's time to vote on this, and I think we got the votes to pass it. And so, it's just convincing people that this needs to be part of the year-end legislation, and that people need to step up and take a vote. And you know, that's why I think we're there. to be official when we get the bill filed tonight. But, yeah, other people have been advocating for other things. But I've just been adamant, and I think I've gotten enough Republicans pushing and just enough people across the board pushing to get the pressure on. I started with the transportation bill. I thought we were going to get it there. That's another bill that I thought would work because the president won't veto it. And I think the pressure that we created in the transportation bill for people to say, okay, it's time to step up and have this vote, really led us to the point where we are now, where we're going to get it included in the year-end legislation.
So you get it in the bill tonight, as you say. That's your hope, and it looks like you've done enough work to get that done. Then you actually vote on it. Then it goes to the president?
Yeah. In other words, it'll start out in the House. They'll vote on it. Thursday, they've got their 72-hour rule where the bill has to be posted for 72 hours. And so then they'll vote on Thursday, and then we'll either try to get the bill and vote Thursday or possibly Friday. And then it would go to the president. That's right.
And what happens when this passes? How long before you think we see some significant impact from it?
I think it'll help right away. I mean, again, we've got to continue to grow our oil and gas industry. As I say, not only vitally important in terms of our economy in North Dakota, but our economy across the country, important in terms of jobs. But, look, we've got to push back so that we produce our own energy here, push back on ISIS and Russia and Venezuela and these other places. Our industry is handcuffed right now, so we're kind of competing with one arm behind our back. We have the best technology. We have the best people. We've got a great resource, and we want to compete and win in this energy battle. So we're energy secure in this country, not only producing more energy than we consume, but also working with our allies. So no longer are we dependent on OPEC, we reduce our allies' dependence on places like Russia and OPEC. That makes us stronger in the energy world. That makes us stronger for national security, and it weakens our adversaries.
So bottom line, you lift this export ban, and immediately there is an impact positive for North Dakota oil, and that the crude oil has an option. It can go to refineries overseas all of a sudden and come back as refined product that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, our oil trades at a discount to Brent crude, which is the international benchmark. We run off domestic benchmark, which is West Texas crude. Also, as we grow our industry, consumers benefit because over time you have more supply. It's domestic supply. It's here, and that helps them with lower prices at the pump.
You know, another concern has been obviously the sanctions being lifted on Iran, and what the oil from Iran that previously was prevented from going to the market will mean. Do you anticipate any concern over, do you have any concern over whatever gain you get from lifting the export ban is lost because of the Iranian sanctions being lifted?
No, that's an example of what I'm talking about in several ways. First off, we have to continue to grow our industry and be able to compete in the world economy. That strengthens us, and that weakens countries like Iran rather than conceding market share and our long-term dependency on OPEC. We can't go back to that. But that's also an argument I've been making in terms of getting this, lifting the oil export ban in this year and legislation as we look to, you know, build the kind of climate we did in North Dakota where we want to create jobs and grow this economy. But how, you know, here's the president with his unilateral deal with Iran, which allows Iran to export oil, and then he's opposing us being able to export oil in this country, putting our industry at a disadvantage. Doesn't make sense. And that's one of the strong arguments I've been using here. And that's why I think we've convinced people, hey, it's time to have this vote.
Well, sounds good. I know you've been working long and hard on it, and sounds like tonight might be the night that you finally can breathe a little bit easier and know that it's on its way to being on the ash heap of history where it belongs. So congrats and thanks for the time.
I hope so. And when you look at our industry in North Dakota and across this country, there's a lot of hardworking people that have been innovative and creative and done amazing things. And we owe it to them to make sure that we have a good business environment, good business climate so that they can compete and win for the long term. Not just for the good of our industry, but for the good and the strength of our country.
For sure. Thanks, Senator. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
That is an important one, folks, so let's hope it happens for sure. And certainly Senator Hovind deserves a lot of credit, working very hard on the Senate side, Congressman Kramer over the House side to get that darn thing done. Galen and Bismarck, I have less than a minute, but I want to get you in here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
It has to do with being politically correct. And I think sometimes additional information helps a person to see things better as to what is correct politically and what isn't. And I would just like to add that in the discussion of that, people who have or have not probably should consider looking at a website. And if people Google Christians being stoned by Muslims, Dearborn, Michigan, it might help to add it, a little more political correctness perspective for people.
All right. Not aware of that website until you called. Now we are. Galen, thank you very much. Check it out. Appreciate that. We will take a break, come back with more after a short time out. As I mentioned, we have Monsignor James Shea on deck and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary, brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache as well. We'll tell you about that when we come back, including that ET Ag Center. The folks at High Plains Apache, you know, one of the first dealers to open up those ET Ag Centers. And what it basically means is if you need a part, you've got the part right there, 50,000 of them. At their locations. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes along with malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, and much more. Call CNC Farms 701-482-7865. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Thank you.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Spicer in Grand Forks. And, you know, lifting the ban is just really a no-brainer. What an advantage Russia and Saudi Arabia and they all the ones that are exporting, to our allies in that, while we are stopped from doing it. It's just nonsense. Everybody just stop and think about it. What an advantage we've given all of the other exporters, and we're locked in. It's just a shame, a real shame. Thanks. Bye.
I'm with you, Marlene, and glad you called, because it is. It just doesn't make any sense at all. And finally, that playing field's being leveled a little bit to say, you know, again, I would equate it to, would we want to say, we're not going to export our grain. We want to have it, and we want to have it here, you know. And obviously, there's a lot of oil out there, so it's more markets. The other thing specific to Bakken crude is it's sweet crude, and there are a limited amount of refineries, because most of the refineries in the U.S. were converted to, the harder crude, even the tar sand stuff. That's one of the reasons for the Keystone XL pipeline, okay, to come down there. And so you have a limited amount of places where Bakken sweet crude can be refined. Well, guess what? We are able to compete in the foreign markets if we're able to export our crude. The other weird thing is you could export refined product, but not the feedstock. Well, that's kind of dumb. You know, it just made no sense. It was good for the refiners, but bad overall for the industry, and it is dumb. And glad it's going to change, and you've seen that well. So appreciate that comment very much. All right, we're waiting for Monsignor James Shea to call in. He'll be joining us here momentarily. And a couple things I can tell you in the meantime. One, we're brought to you today by High Plains Apache, one of the first Apache sprayer dealers to open ET Ag Centers. You know what they are? They are your ticket for any parts you need. But they also do application training and, of course, obviously, sales and service of different parts. Not only for Apache sprayers, but any brand. 50,000 parts. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. And the ET Ag Center means they have the parts you need for every brand of sprayer. So stop and see them. It's 1701 East Side Court across the road from Bonanza. You can find them on Facebook and like them there. They're also in Frontier Exit 60 south of Fargo. 2016s are in great deals right now at Apache Sprayers. Tomorrow we'll be at Hornbacher's celebrating Christmas. That's what we're going to do with our friends from Hornbacher's and Cloverdale, as they have paired up and give out, I forget the number, but it's over 11,000 holiday hams. So folks have a Christmas meal, courtesy of the good folks at Hornbacher's and Cloverdale. And everybody wins, because if you shop Hornbacher locations, Grand Forks, DeFargo, and Moorhead locations as well, you get half and whole teardrop hams on sale for $2.79 a pound. That's right. And all the Hornbacher's locations, that starts tomorrow, also tomorrow, it will be at the Osgood location from 3 until 6, and there'll be free samples of that wonderful holiday ham, the teardrop ham, as well as the tangy summer sausage that Cloverdale is famous for. So come on in to the Osgood location, Moorhead Azul location, Thursday 3 to 6, Wednesday 3 to 6 at the Osgood location, and broadcasting live tomorrow for that as well. So a lot going on there. Looking forward to it very much. All right. Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, vice president for public affairs at the University of Mary, join us once a month on the program to talk a little bit about what's happening on the campus of the University of Mary. And you know what? The answer is a lot. So much so we have them on with us every month to talk about what's happening. And I've noticed a ton of construction going on up there. So thought as we near the end of the year, we talk a little bit about all that new building that's going up, and what that ultimately will be able to accomplish as well. Jerome Richter is here. Monsignor Shea is not. They're telling me in my ear. Hello, Jerome. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. And we'll keep waiting for Monsignor Shea. He's a busy guy, so probably unavoidably detained, but he'll be joining us.
Yeah, I hope he joins us soon, and nothing has happened. I know he's traveling. And so he might be caught up somewhere in an airport or in a vehicle, who knows. But, yeah, he's out and about.
Yeah, that's a big part of his job, isn't it, getting around the country?
Absolutely, absolutely. He's a very talented man, as most people have noticed, and everybody seems to want him to come to speak, whether it's to their board or to their school, to whether it's about faith, whether it's about administration, all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's really neat. It really is to see a great leader like that so much in demand, because we know it's a good message that's being spread for sure. So do me a favor, just kind of do an overview. If I'm hovering over the University of Mary right now, what's under construction, what's being built, what's being renovated?
Well, Scott, thank you for bringing that up. We're super excited of all the things that are happening at the University of Mary. We're growing, and we're very excited about all the needs of our students and to make sure that we're providing for all the needs of our students. Right now, if you were flying over, hovering over the university, if you bought a drone for Christmas and took it out there, what you'd see is that we're building a 276-bed residence hall for the campus. We've been out of space when it comes to beds for our students. And that's something that we don't ever want to be, is that we would ever have to turn someone away or ask them to live off campus when they want to be right there on campus. And so a 276-bed residence hall, which will house our freshman ladies, and we'll be able to fit almost all of them in that area, creating a nice quad with the other residence halls right in the area, Greg Butler Hall and also our Hillside Hall. And so that's the thing that's first being built, because it's our immediate need to make sure that we have space for the students coming in. And then the other thing under construction is a new field house. We are building a full-size field house, and when I say full-size, that means an official-size track so that we can compete and host events right on our campus. We can have NCAA Division II track meets there. Our previous field house was just a little bit too small, and so wasn't able to house them. And I got to give kudos to our track and field team, to our cross-country team. They are doing wonderful in competition. We just had a national champion in cross country about 3-4 weeks ago. A local girl, Alex Dice, from Bismarck, won a national title in cross country. And so those are the two major projects going up right now. But to add on to that, Scott, the reason that we're building a new field house is the old field house is going to be converted and renovated into a brand new state-of-the-art campus center that's going to include dining, events, and all kinds of incredible things for our students, because we have more and more students staying on campus. More and more students want to be able to have the environment to hang out, to study, to have the amenities that are needed there. And so we're going to make it happen.
Now, I want to okay, so let's go back. First of all, I would assume, since we're talking about a 276-bed residence hall, again, that suggests there are more students and growth there. And the field house, obviously, you explained that pretty well, what we're able to do there. And then the campus center, I want to talk a little bit about kids and students today. And as you say, you know, camaraderie, is it there? Are they wanting to be around their fellow classmates a little more? Let's talk about that, too. We need to take a break. When we come back with more, we'll chat with Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs, and be joined by Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary as well, on What's on Your Mind after this short timeout. Don't go away.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's nothing like a great story. And I want to introduce you to some folks who can help tell the story of your town, company, or cause. Heidi and Kara from Crash and Stews are here to tell you how they help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online. They've worked with the likes of General Mills, Harley-Davidson, NPR, and the Voices of Watford. And they can help you, too. Heidi, tell our listeners how Crash and Stews can help.
Every person, every product, every town has a story to tell, and that story should be told in a very creative, simple, and clear way. The shorter that we can make that message and more clear and concise, the better as we reach your audience.
Kara, how do you do what you do?
We deliver compelling content that engages, entertains, and educates. We help ad agencies and businesses create meaningful connections with their customers and employees.
What advice would you have for folks?
If you're not managing your reputation, you can be sure someone else is. It's very important to manage your reputation online these days.
CrashandStews.com or call them at 612-338-7947. Stay tuned for more conversations about storytelling with Crash and Stews.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and brought to you in part by our friends at the Lignite Energy Council, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of their efforts that we talk a lot about on the program because of what it means to the industry, what it means for affordable energy, what it means for reliable energy. And there's a lot of proposals from the EPA and the federal government right now that would dramatically impact what you pay for the cost of electricity. So let me just say this as plain as I can. If they get their way, you will pay a lot more money. You can find out exactly how much more with a little widget they have on the website as well. But just trust me, you'll pay a lot more just for your electricity. That means when your bill comes, you're going to go, what happened here? I mean, maybe it's your rural electric cooperative. Maybe it's from MDU or XL Energy or what. You're going to go, what happened here? That's right. And that's not Ottertail Power's fault or XL Energy or anybody. That is the federal government doing that. But not only does your cost of electricity go up, because of all the uncertainty, you have a less reliable grid because of what they're trying to do, and the cost of everything else goes up as well. It hurts manufacturing, it hurts everything. So it's an issue that's very important to protecting your family, your pocketbook, and your future. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, the telephone number. And we continue chatting about University of Mary today. Do this once a month. Look forward to it all the time. The president of the University of Mary, America's leadership university, Monsignor James Shea, on with us now as well. Monsignor, nice to have you back. How are you?
Scott, I'm fine, although I might be stranded. You know, I'm calling you from Denver this morning, and they just canceled 230 flights at the Denver airport because of snow.
Uh-oh. So you've got the snow we're going to get a little later tomorrow and tonight and tomorrow, I guess. Huh?
I think it's the same storm, but I got to tell you, you know, it's not all that much snow. I'm looking out the window and I don't know. They've kind of closed down all the schools here. There's something about North Dakota toughness, Scott.
There is. That's because you're from here that you look out the window and go, this is what we call winter in North Dakota. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Merry Christmas. I mean, come on.
Makes no sense. Jerome did a very nice job in our last segment of kind of walking us through with our special What's on Your Mind drone virtual look at from the sky of the University of Mary campus on the new 276-bed residence hall and the new field house and what the old field house will become in the way of the campus center. So we've got a good picture on that. I just want to ask some big picture questions from both of you this time. First of all, just the fact that you have a new residence hall suggests to me that one measurement of the success of the university would be students, right? So that says that more students are coming to the University of Mary. If you need a new residence hall, I assume that means growth, right?
It's so exciting for us, Scott. Not only does it mean more students are coming, but the dynamics as we watch it are very interesting. The University of Mary is quickly becoming a national player in sort of the landscape of Catholic higher education, meaning that there are a lot of families out there sort of in the wide world who look at North Dakota and see all that's going on and think about what a wholesome place it is, and also who see what we're doing at the University of Mary and want their students to come. And so we're seeing, you know, 400% growth over the last 4 years from Minnesota, for instance. And then other places, too, where I'm at right now in Colorado, there's tremendous interest among students here in coming up to the University of Mary. And as we look at it, we've had 2 years now, Scott, in which less than half of our incoming freshman class have been from North Dakota. That doesn't mean our North Dakota numbers are going down. It means that more and more students are coming. And then we've got them on campus, and we have an opportunity to convince them in the course of their time with us that North Dakota is a place to make a life and raise a family, and that they can be a part of the life that we've got up there. So it's very exciting. So you're right. We've seen student growth both in undergraduate and then graduate programs as well. I think about our health sciences programs in things like physical therapy and occupational therapy, where we've got waiting lists of upwards of 300 students. That's really exciting.
So, Jerome, does a University of Mary student, differ from students at other institutes of higher learning in the decision-making process of where to live? Do they, lean more to, they like the idea if it's available to stay on campus, or do they want to be off campus? What's the preference these days?
Well, that's a difficult question, Scott, in that each student, you know, is going to be a little bit different. But I think that our student is tending more, especially now, to staying on campus for both practical reasons and also intentional reasons of forming a community. The Benedictine sisters who found and sponsor us have always stood by the Benedictine values, and one of them being community, that you form a community. And for many of us, we remember our days back in college that one of the great things of a degree in higher education is the community that you build around with friends. And we want to do that. And more our students want that. And I would argue that more and more our world needs that, that we need to help these young people to build good and healthy relationships that they can have for life that builds each other up in virtue. And so, yes, our students are looking for it. We're helping them to have it and to seek it in more intentional ways. And I think also on the practical level, it's easier to wake up in the morning and walk to class than have to drive through snow and ice to get there. And so there's a number of different variances, but we need to provide the best chance for community to form.
I'd only add, Scott, that I think Jerome is right on. You know, all the research tells us that the students who persist best to graduation, that those who are most successful academically or participating in the residential life experience of the university as well. That doesn't mean, as Jerome said, that's right for every student. We have a lot of dynamics at hand. You know, so many of our students are in the health sciences, like they're in nursing. A nursing student will spend a large part of their junior and senior year in clinicals at the hospitals in downtown Bismarck. And so it might be that it's more convenient for that person to live in town. And historically, the University of Mary has had about 40 or 45% of our main campus students living on campus. That shifted radically in the last couple of years, where we've been building 100, 150, 200 beds every summer just to meet the demand, such that now we're up almost pushing 60, 65% of students living on campus. Now, that, of course, is different from the national trend in which so many people are trying to get a higher education in a different way. And that's right for some people, you know, through online or as a commuter student, those types of things. But as new models of higher education emerge, the places that think creatively about how to provide a rich experience of community are the ones that are going to survive as residential colleges, and who take seriously the task of moral formation, in addition to just giving students a place to, you know, a pillow where they can lay down their head and a place to play video games. We want to give students a place where they can grow as young men and women and experience the full impact of education on their lives.
And let's spend a little time on that, because obviously that's at the center of everything you're doing at the University of Mary, which is why we get excited talking about it. You're able to do something just that other colleges and institutions are not able in that regard. So all of this building that's going on, I assume will enable growth of the school with engineering is one program we're starting to hear more and more about, because there's a need in North Dakota for that and other programs as well. Talk about the other programs and again how it connects back to the moral formation of these youngsters.
Well, talk about engineering just to begin with. And I think I've said to you before, Scott, in a different context, that engineering was a little bit counterintuitive for us in the midst of Vision 2030. We engaged, more than 200 volunteers to help us to think through what the future of the University of Mary would look like. And when it was suggested that we do engineering, I thought, man, there are great engineering programs just here in our region. And that's never been our bread and butter. And should we really do that? Those questions were met rapidly by people who are engineers or heads of engineering firms or who are involved in the industry in Western North Dakota, and said, absolutely. What's really essential is that first of all, engineers are prepared in a certain sense locally so they can do their internships for us so that they benefit Western North Dakota. That was one aspect. But the other aspect that people kept focusing on again and again is a place like the University of Mary, which puts a special accent upon the human preparation, the human education, the moral formation of students, is a great place to train engineers, because it amplifies their ability to be culturally prepared for the workplace. In other words, they're not just good engineers, but they're good human beings as well. And of course, other colleges and universities are able to do that in one way or another, but we're able to do it in sort of a full-fledged fashion, where our focus is upon shaping and forming the hearts and minds of our students for service to the common good. And we need engineers like that. Engineering firms are desperate for that type of assistance and that type of workforce. And so that's one of the things that we're able to do. And I want to say, all of the projects that Jerome has been discussing with you in the course of the last little bit here on this program, they're just bricks and mortar unless they're serving the end of forming hundreds and hundreds, thousands of students through the years who are able really to be the true leaders for tomorrow. Our nation is, as we've said before, is at a critical juncture. And the formation and education that we offer is unique and deeply needed, more needed than ever.
All right, we have about a minute and a half left here. So a final thought from each of you on as we wrap up the year on this exciting project. We'll have you back, obviously, in January to talk about some more pieces of this. But, Jerome, anything else you want to say?
Yes, very quickly, Scott. I want to just add to Monsignor. With Vision 2030 and the good people coming together to help us to think about the future of the university, there was three main parts to each of it. They were distinction, service, and relationship. And it speaks to what the world and our region needs, that we are a distinct place, but it's about service and relationship. And so what Monsignor just said about our students being well-prepared but having a heart for service and building good relationships is so important. We know it's needed, and all good people have told us that, as we've already known.
Monsignor, about a half a minute.
Yes, Scott, my only thing would be to say that we're very grateful for people who cheer for us and pray for us. And we want, at the University of Mary, we want you to know that we're praying for you as well. I mean, we're coming up upon the Christmas holiday. It's a beautiful time. Our students have taken final exams, then they'll head home to their families. And it's a beautiful time in life. Even if you're kind of stuck here in a snowstorm in Denver, it's a time of celebration. And so I wanted to wish you and all of your listeners, Scott, a very, very Merry Christmas.
Same to you two gentlemen. Look forward to these conversations in the months ahead. Thanks so much. Take care. Talk to you soon.
God bless you, Scott. Thanks.
Travel safely. Hope you get back with all that snow. You too, Jerome. Monsignor Shane, thank you very much. Tell you about our interview with Senator Ted Cruz. Details on that when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between.
where students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. Where the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday.
Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
My favorite Christmas song right there.
Happiest season of all.
I think it was the Jingle Cats, you know, one of their songs.
Love Andy Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Andy Williams die just in the last year or so? Did we lose Andy? I think we did. I think we lost Andy.
Why do they say we lost?
We don't like to say Andy Williams died, didn't he? He assumed room temperature. That's a little rude, isn't it?
No, that's gross. That would be September 25th, 2012, by the way.
Oh, 3 years. Wow.
At age 84.
I thought so.
Branson, Missouri.
There you go. There you go. Of course it was Branson. He had a little theater down there. Anyway. I need to tell you about our interview with Ted Cruz and your role in it. I also want to talk about tomorrow and where we will be with What's on Your Mind. I got to do that. I also have a couple of minutes. If you have anything on your mind, to call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, do it right now, and we'll get you in at 800-228-0550 or text Todd at 701-226-8503. But before I do that, I want to tell you about Kevin Falcon. He's one of the great team members at Hedolls. He happens to be at the Williston location of Hedolls. They have locations throughout Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of western Minnesota as well. And I love talking about their folks. Now, they're qualified, right? I mean, the fact, probably, I would argue, among the most qualified in the industry if you look at the ASE certification. That Kevin is certified in auto and truck, and a lot of them are now in parts as well in different areas. They are. That's the standard. That's the brand in the automotive industry. And it's nice to go buy parts and talk to people at Hedolls who have this certification because they know the industry. But beyond that, they're good people. They're car folks, you know. They really are. In fact, Kevin had a 36 Ford pickup he restored. Think that'd be good?
Sweet.
You know? Yeah. In fact, if you need parts for a 36 Ford, where do you go? Hedolls. I mean, because they have it. They have them all. So, and he's at the Hedolls location in Williston. And, of course, as I mentioned, you walk in there, you're going to find the parts you need, but you're going to find good folks, too, like Kevin Falcon, the Williston location of Hedolls. Hedolls has it. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, tomorrow I will be interviewing Senator Ted Cruz on this program. Actually, not on this program, but tomorrow at noon our time, right after the program ends. So what does that mean for you? That means you'll hear the interview Thursday. That's great, but I really don't care to use the time with me asking him questions. I'd rather ask your questions of Ted Cruz. Okay? So here's the scoop. If you have a question for Ted Cruz, we'd love to play it directly for him. Hello, Senator. My name is Manny. And despite being a Minnesota Gopher fan, I really like your candidacy. But I'd like you to talk more about North Dakota Energy. You know, something like that.
Hey, now.
I don't think he...
What?
Oh, he caught it. I thought he wouldn't catch it. Yeah. What?
Oh, I'm listening. I'm listening. Please believe.
Something wrong with that example, Todd? I didn't hear anything wrong with that example.
No, I think it fits.
No. Yeah. So anyway,
whether listening or not, though, that's for sure.
Whatever question you have, call our hotline at 855-200-1776 extension 1, okay? There's a lot of Ted Cruz fans in this audience. I know that because I hear from you, emails, texts. Well, here's your chance to talk with your candidate and ask him anything you want, all right? Or if you're a Donald Trump fan or Jeb Bush fan or, you know, one of the other candidates, there's a lot of them, big debate tonight, as a matter of fact. Ask away. Now, if you want to watch the debate tonight and then you got a question about the debate, then I don't care when you do it, but we need them by tomorrow morning. Interview will be at noon. I'll get them all assembled. So 855-200-1776, extension 1, for your questions of Senator Ted Cruz. If you prefer to send an email, that's okay, too. Mine is scott@flagfamily.com. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at flag, as in fly the flag, family, as in loveyourfamily.com. Scott@flagfamily.com. You can send that to me or our email address that goes to all of our staff here is the studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd with those questions, 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Questions for Ted Cruz. That'll happen after tomorrow's show, which, by the way, will be at Hornbacher's. I wanted to tell you about that as well. So we'd love to see you. Come on by Hornbacher's. And, well, for one, there's a great deal on ham. That's first and foremost. They also are doing a really nice thing. They're giving away like $11,000 in ham together with the folks at Cloverdale for needy families. Isn't that nice? I think it's really cool. And but you get to save, too, on Cloverdale half and whole teardrop hams on sale for $2.79 a pound at all the Hornbacher's locations. Tomorrow we'll be at Osgood. And there'll be a special announcement about the hams and where they're going and partnering with Salvation Army and all of that, which is really, really a neat thing. after our program as well. We'll be there talking about all the great things they'll be doing. They'll be at the Osgood location also from 3 to 6. Big Flavor Dave is going to be coming in. So come see Big Flavor Dave. He's the guy that brings the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour everywhere. He'll be at Hornbacher's Osgood location from 3 to 6, serving up some of that ham, free samples of the ham, and the summer sausage. Then over at the Moorhead Azul location, Thursday, 3 to 6 as well. Okay, so we'll see you there tomorrow and get those questions in for Senator Ted Cruz. Okay? Congressman Kevin Cramer, maybe we'll have some news on that export ban being lifted tonight or in the legislation at least tomorrow as well on the program. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.